It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner with Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Bartlesville falling at Broken Arrow, the number one team in the state, on Tuesday. 59-40 was the final score. Bruins also coming off that 67-64 win at home against Carl Albert in the finals of the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational. Coach Stewart, you and I were talking before we started the interview, but I think you guys have faced four kind of NCAA Division I bound guards your last two ball games, so really tough teams that are going to compete for state championships. And boy, seven of the last eight quarters you've been right there with them, kind of let it go a little bit in the fourth quarter against Broken Arrow. But despite the fact that there's two losses, I would guess some positives to hang on to as well.
Well, guys have fought and really played hard, and you know, against Carl Albert, I thought we executed the game plan really well, you know, which gave us a chance to win the basketball game, and then we did that. You know, we didn't shoot the ball very well against Broken Arrow, but we still executed, you know, for the main part of the game plan, you know, for three quarters, and then, you know, fourth quarter, you know, turned the basketball over and gave them runouts and layups, and part of the game plan is you can't let them get in transition, because that's what they want to play. You know, you have to make it a half-court game and make them shoot the basketball over the top and contest and block out and not give them second-chance shots. And so fourth quarter, you know, I thought we didn't execute very well, and, you know, they ended up outscoring us 23-6 in the fourth quarter after it was a two-point game, you know, to start the fourth, and really two-point game mostly throughout the game is around two-point game. So, you know, but I was proud of, you know, our guys fought, and hopefully we could learn from it and, you know, take that experience in the union today.
Yeah, and you know, you guys get some of these out of the way now, and you got a really tough schedule here the last couple of weeks. Carl Albert to finish out the ConocoPhillips Arvest, at Broken Arrow, then at Union, at Owosso. So that's three games against three teams that are ranked in the top 16 in the state in Class 6A, and the Owosso boys knocked off Sepulpa on Tuesday. So that's a Rams team that certainly is capable of probably getting up into close to hosting regional territory. So three tough road games against three really good boys basketball teams, and it's kind of life in the Frontier Valley Conference. But I assume that playing these teams now will probably pay off once you get into the latter parts of February and the playoffs come around.
Oh yeah, and I hope so as well. You know, and talk about three tough teams, and you know, all well coached. You know, and going into Union, you know, they're going to want to play fast and get up and run as well. And then, you know, Montanati, you know, has also playing a lot faster this year and pushing the basketball out. And so we're going to have to, you know, be better in transition defense. And like I said, hopefully, you know, it'll only help us down the road, because, you know, once you get into playoff time, you know, most likely we'll see probably one of these teams. And so get that experience, play against them now, see what they can do, see what they're like, see what they run. You know, can only help us down the road.
And you talked about the fourth quarter against Broken Arrow. Turnovers kind of led to them getting some breakouts, as you mentioned, and that's what led to the run that kind of pushed them in the lead at the start of the fourth quarter. Looked like you guys were kind of uncomfortable on offense throughout the night. Their length bothered you a little bit. What did you see offensively from you guys, not only in the fourth quarter, but the first three as well?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think their length, you know, did bother us. I was telling our coaches, I think they probably had 2 or 3 inches on us at every single position, so at least, so including the point guard spot. You know, so obviously their length bothered us a little bit, and especially, you know, slowed us down from being able to drive the basketball inside or finish the basketball around the rim. So we had to shoot, you know, from outside, and we went 5 of 22 from three, and so didn't shoot the basketball well. And then that's going to happen, you know, so we have to do some other things to help us win. And comes down, you know, really came down to for us to guarding the basketball, you know, not letting them get in transition and getting back. And they had a couple layups off of, you know, missed shots, and, you know, our two guards aren't back, and all they do is rebound it, throw it up to Dennis, and he goes and dunks it or shoots a layup. You know, that can't happen. So you have to execute better down the stretch, and you really have to execute flawlessly, especially when you're not shooting the basketball well on the offensive end.
And that was something that I talked about during the broadcast, is you guys trailed by two going into the fourth quarter, but you'd really done probably what you had wanted to do previous to that. You'd forced them into the half court, and they had struggled to make some shots against your guys' zone defense, and you guys had gotten that to a two-point deficit, despite the fact, as you mentioned, you weren't shooting the ball very well. Andrew and Jalen, a lot of those guys usually knock down three-pointers with a good fair amount of accuracy, just weren't hitting as well as usual on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, part of the game plan, there was, you know, obviously we wanted to slow the basketball game down, you know, make it more of a half-court game. And we thought that would give us a chance. You know, the Broken Arrow, you know, their team scores over 70 points a game. You know, I don't think we've scored over 70 one time all year. So, you know, for us, it was, we have to slow it down. We have to get it at our pace. You know, we want the game to be in the 40s, 50s at the most. You know, end up being 59 to 40. But, you know, after the third quarter, it's 36-34, you know, right there where we kind of needed it to be to give us a chance to win. And, you know, there's, you got to go win one quarter. And, you know, we obviously couldn't get it done. But, you know, the ball, you know, sometimes it'll fall in, sometimes it won't fall in, you know, which means you really got to focus on some of the other things, you know, as far as, you know, protecting the paint, getting back on D, rebounding the basketball. And then we got to get to the free throw line a little bit more as well. So I think we only shot 6 free throws, and 4 of them were, you know, in the last 2 minutes or so, I think, with Tyo. So I've got to be a little bit more aggressive, even, you know, with their length, we have to be more aggressive of getting into their body, you know, as we drive, so we can try to get to the free throw line.
You touched on Union a little bit ago, but what do you know about the Redskins in 2018?
Well, you know, they lost a few guys from last year, a couple big kids, but they always reload. And so, you know, they're gonna have some guards. Coach's son is back, who's their best shooter, Mo Garcia. You know, we're going to have to take care of the basketball, you know, because with their guards, they like to get out and pressure and run and jump a little bit. And, you know, so we'll definitely have to limit our turnovers. We can't let them get in transition. We have to make it, you know, similar to BA, we have to make it a half-court game against them, you know, which can give us a shot to go win.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart, Bruins at Union on Friday night. Coach Stewart, appreciate the time. Best of luck this evening.
All right. Thanks, Evan.